This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. It is our first show for 2016, and our special guest today, he is America's greatest prosperity teacher. He is Bob Proctor. You can find out all about him at bobproctor.com. And he has several great books out there, obviously. You can find all of them at his website. But his newest one just came out December 29th, The Art of Living. He is coaching us today and teaching us some of the essential principles. Oh, well, that's his other book, ABCs of Success, The Essential Principles from America's Greatest Prosperity Teacher. You know what I love about you so far, Bob, in meeting you for the first time literally right here on the radio, is that you are a man of values and virtues, and I'm sure, even though we haven't gotten there, a lot of this is also faith, which, you know what, I want to talk to you about the Proctor Gallagher Institute, but are you a man of faith? You must be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
If you have no faith, you are a sinking ship, baby.
That's right. That's right. At some point, that is the light that is the lamp under your feet to help you to continue moving forward. So no matter what kind of religion people are these days, whether it be Christian, Jewish, whatever it might be, I have so many friends. I have one friend that's an atheist, and he says to me, I don't believe in it. I said, you know what? You're a liar. Because you are a godly man, and I don't care whatever you want to call it, you're a man of principle. And me, and this guy and I have been friends for 15 years. He tells me he's an atheist. I've never met a guy. It's so
funny. I always felt sorry for them. They're all dressed up and have nowhere to go.
Yeah, me too. But it's so funny because he's a man of principle. And so, yeah. You know, but he's missing that one little element, which is the acknowledgement, right? So we'll go on to now. Let's talk about Proctor Gallagher Institute, which is really, this is the big deal, right?
Well, it's a big deal to me. It's where I spend my life.
Yeah, right.
Proctor Gallagher Institute, it was Life Success Productions for many, many years. And a lady came to our seminar back in 2006. She was an extremely successful banking attorney. She would buy and sell banks, merge banks, turn them public. But we were teaching information that she had never heard, and she was very bright. She graduated from university as a top banking lawyer in the United States. That was about 20 years prior to that. And she was fascinated with the information that we were teaching, because in all her formal education, she had never learned what we were teaching. We were showing people how to really take control of their life and live the way they want. And so she began studying all of our material, and then she wanted to make a program with me, which we ended up doing. She ended up becoming a partner in the company. She owns half this company, and she runs it. She's the president, chief executive officer of the company, Sandra Gallagher, and she's absolutely brilliant. Mm. And our companies involve worldwide of helping people develop their higher faculties, really understand who they are. And we're pretty philanthropic with what we do. We build schools in Africa. We build a school every 2.5 weeks through the Unstoppable Foundation.
Wow.
Our goal is to build a school every day. It costs about $25,000 to build a school, and that feeds and nourishes, keeps them healthy, a few hundred kids.
It's awesome.
So it's something we're very involved in education from a business perspective, and then from a philanthropic perspective. You know,
love it. Absolutely, yeah. Love it. Now, when you say the word institute, also, because bobproctor.com, but proctorgallagherinstitute.com, are there the teachings all there as well?
Yes. Yeah, they're all there. Everything's there. Everything that we've done. Now, I've been studying this seriously, worked with some of the largest companies in the world for the past 50 years. I've been studying for 55 years. Wow. And when my whole life changed, Alan, and I went from being broke to becoming a millionaire in a relatively short period of time, and I had absolutely no idea of how it happened. I'd been raised to believe if you're going to earn a lot of money, you've got to be really smart. I knew I wasn't very smart, but I was earning a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised to believe if you don't go to school, you can't do well in business. I hadn't gone to school, and I wasn't doing well. I owned the whole company. We operated in 7 cities in 3 countries.
Look at that.
And so And to ask myself, how did this happen? And I started to study it, and I've never stopped. And when I figured it out, it took me about 9.5 years. All I wanted to do was teach it. And that's what we do. We teach people how to take control of their life. May sound a little hokey, but it's very, very effective.
No, Bob, it does not sound hokey, just so you know. It does.
Well, you know, Alan, I just got off the phone with a very good friend of mine. I met him a few years ago. I said, well, what'd you really want? He said, I want to earn millions of dollars. And I said, I'll show you how to do that. And I have. And I said, what else do you want? He said, I want to win an Oscar. He's a producer. I showed him how to do that. And this guy is so very, very successful. And he's following these simple principles.
Right.
And I believe you can have anything you want if you follow the laws that govern our being.
Yeah.
You talked about faith a little earlier. There's only one God, one in plan, one unfoldment, and our problem is ignorance. We just don't understand, and it's something we never study. We don't realize our relationship to the whole scheme of things. We're creative beings. We're God's highest form of creation, and it's not a matter of religion. Religion, I think, has messed things up to some degree.
I agree.
It's a matter of understanding your spiritual essence. Like, our spiritual DNA is perfect. There's perfection within every one of us. And the spiritual perfection is attempting to express itself with and through us. So when we fall in love, I see the law as God's modus operandi. Wernher von Braun was asked by John Kennedy, you know, what it would take to build a rocket to carry a man to the moon and back safely to Earth. And he answered him in 5 words. He said, the will to do it. And he said, the natural laws of this universe are so precise that we don't have any difficulty building spaceships, sending people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. So I think we should stop and take a look at our life. This is the beginning of the year. It's a great time to start because our mind is programmed to live by that calendar to a certain degree. And we can have anything we want if we would spend our time thinking of how we will and not whether we can or not. You can do anything. And all the great goals that have been reached, when the people set them as goals, they had no idea how they were going to do it. They just knew they were going to do it. If you're setting goals to do something you already know how to do, you're going sideways. You got to wander into the unknown and really pull the best out of yourself.
I agree. We're talking with Bob Proctor, bobproctor.com. You're listening to Ink Radio. Good stuff. One more segment for our first show of 2016, off to a bang. We'll be right back. It's Ink Radio.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.